Barry Systems or Bob's Roofing. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is Bob there?
May I ask who's calling, please?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Don, it's Pete with Bank of Cardiff.
Sorry, I have to work on specialty finance.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you? You called me.
Yeah, I called you yesterday. I left a message. Like I said, my name's Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff, and we had sent out some finance offers to the business a couple weeks back, and it was based on some financing you did with Bank of America.
Right. Well, I bank with Bank of America and BB&T. So.
And BB&T. Okay.
I have two companies, so which one are you calling about?
Well, it was the Bob's Roofing.
Oh, and Bob's Roofing, okay.
Yeah, basically we had the business, you know, pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like about up to $250K. So yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you and, you know, see what kind of plans or projects you had coming up this year where you might need some financing.
Well, Bob's Roofing is okay. It's heat barrier that I'd be more interested in.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's, you know, for the business, I'm sure we can.
Well, I mean, I'm the only distributor of a product in the world.
Oh, really?
Okay, what? Yeah, you need to go on my webpage and read my webpage and then call me back, okay?
Okay.
My webpage is Heat Barrier Systems.
Systems.
H-E-A-T, Barrier, B-A-R-R-I-E-R, Systems,
inc.com. Inc.com, okay. I'm not at it right now, actually.
Okay. Pull it up, and you'll see the screen in the front tell you a little bit about it.
Uh-huh.
But go to the back and click onto the customer feedback letters.
Uh-huh.
Read a few of them. It saves energy anywhere from 17% to 34%.
Oh, wow.
On your utility
20%?
Bill. Yeah, 30%. I am the manufacturer of that product.
Wow.
Okay, and I sell that product worldwide. In fact, we're getting ready to start shipping overseas shortly.
Oh, wow. Good. And when did you start?
I started in 2007.
In 2007?
Right, but the product's been around in the market for about 25 years now total.
Okay.
Okay, and through the year, I've been able to obtain the entire operation of it. It belonged to an elderly man, and through the years, I have been paying them for the patent on it, so eventually it'll be mine.
Okay.
But right now, everything is mine anyhow because I'm the only distributor for the product in the world.
That's
and
great.
I set the manufacturing and everything, so.
Yeah, you have it all together. And so, I mean, what were you, you know, looking for? You need some extra
capital?
Well,
I'm looking for capital. I'm looking for a possibility of some capitalized, you know, capitaling. Having money to work with, okay, if I want to do advertising and stuff in large areas. Credit line, basically, is what I'm looking for. BB&T has me on a credit line that I'm paying back now, and they, you know, I had a credit line of $200,000, and when they bought out the Citibank, they took away my credit line and just started paying back the note.
Oh, so you basically, you no longer, you can't obtain, you can't use it, you just have to pay back the balance?
I have to pay back what we had borrowed, and which is not a big deal. I mean, we're paying it back monthly.
Yeah.
But I don't have a credit line now, so.
Yeah.
We did, last year we did $857,000.
Okay.
In sales from April to April, so. You know, that's what we have to turn in for our insurance, you know, our general liability. But we are just the distributor, okay? Even though I'm stated on paperwork through ICC as a federal That's the way they'll cover it. It's been totally approved by everybody. I mean, I'm a green product worldwide, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a credit line, and I'm looking for a credit line. I'm looking for the possibility of a larger credit line than what I had.
Uh-huh.
Primarily because I'm getting involved with overseas activities, and to be totally honest with you, if I get an order for 10,000 rolls shipping overseas, let me tell you what that number is going to be.
Okay.
That will be $3.12 million
in profit.
And profit would be hang on just a minute. 0.90 times 10,000. Okay, would be. Wait a minute. My calculator's numbers are not working this morning, so.
I hear you.
1.5, yeah, because it's such big numbers.
Exactly.
Okay, all right, let me see. Let me run that other number by me again. 10,000 times. My profit would be approximately over $1 million, about $1.5 million to be exact.
Wow. No, that's great. And
okay,
I mean, how?
So, I mean, I'm just basically, I mean, we're selling it to overseas for 39 cents a square foot, and they're eating it up like chocolate candy.
Hey, that's great. I mean, you got the market.
Well, I do have the market worldwide, basically, and this is. This is just a start. These people are talking about 100,000 rolls by within the next 6 months. So,
wow! So you got like orders and.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm not going to set up my manufacturing to make 100,000 rolls until they have the money in my bank.
Yeah. Okay? Exactly.
So I'm asking for 75% down to start manufacturing, and then 25% when the product's made and it's ready to ship.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the way I'm going to cover myself that way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, I'm really kind of looking for a national bank, a better bank than what I've got right now. I've got BB&T. They came in and bought Citibank out here in our little town.
Okay.
And, you know, we're not familiar with them. You know, they say they were second largest in the United States, but... you know, half the towns that I travel to develop sales in, there's not even a bank of them. So, you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know what Cardiff Bank is. I have no idea. Are you nationally or internationally or what?
Yeah, we're nationally. We're strictly a business bank, though. You know, we're not trying to, you know, take
your
deposits.
A business bank, okay.
Yeah, we do equipment financing and, you know, working capital. And working capital, you know, is essentially like a line of credit.
Right.
It's similar in the ways that, you know, you get approved for as much as we possibly can, and you can take out, you know, what you need. But it's better in the fact that it's based off sales. So,
well,
I mean, based off your...
We've had sales as high as $3
million. Oh, wow. Okay.
And you know, when I started 7 years ago, I grew so quickly, you know, and then... I got sick, or my wife got sick, and then I had to hire a new girl in the office, and you know, we had a little drop in sales, but my sales are, to give you an idea, we bring in a truckload of 360 rolls, it hits our door, and within an hour and a half, it's gone.
No kidding.
Yeah. And right wow. now, we're backed up with three more trucks coming in. So, and everything's wow. already sold.
And so, how many would you say you turn over in a week? Those roles.
Well, no, it's not based in a week. Every 2 weeks, every 10 days, we have it set up with our customers 2% net 10.
Oh, net 10.
So everybody pays within 10 days, and then mm-hmm. we have a turnaround of a truck in every 15 days.
Okay.
Okay, we wire transfer the money out.
Oh, great.
And it goes to our manufacturer, and then he starts production for the next truckload.
Uh-huh. Just keep it going.
We just keep it rolling constantly every 15 days.
That's great. I mean, it sounds like you have a good system going on, and definitely a product that's, pretty popular and hasn't even really blown up yet, it sounds like.
No, I haven't advertised in the U.S. at all.
Wow.
I mean, it's just by word of mouth and state by state, and people that get on the website and read the website and call me up from Timbuktu and say, hey, I want your product up here in Washington or in Alaska or Nevada or mm-hmm. I want it up in Maine or I want it in Michigan, Upper Peninsula or something. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. And so, I mean, what exactly do these rolls do? They just, they lock
take
in?
The place, they replace felt paper.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the black felt paper that's on a roof normally during mm-hmm. construction.
Yeah.
My product is a green product. It's made out of a low percentage of recycled plastic bottles and recycled aluminum cans that would go to the landfill.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, so it actually turns the roof white, and then you put your shingles on.
Wow.
And it has aluminum foil underneath it, so it's... If you read the website, you'll see the front mm-hmm. part of it. You'll see some of the specifications and testing that I had done.
Okay.
It's all products approval in Florida, Texas coast, from Maine to Florida, from Florida to Texas, from California to Alaska. Every seaport, wow. every coastline, everything.
Huh.
Good for wind uplift to 172 mile an hour.
Wow. Yeah, so yep. you try and test it. So, yeah, you yep. got this. You're good to go. I know. I'm looking at it. Okay, so, I mean, how much are you looking for over there, Bob?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking about $500,000 credit line.
Okay.
But, I want to get my overseas up and running, but I'd like to get some. I want to make some videos. We're going to do some videos this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to send them over to our people overseas. I have sales reps already in 21 countries.
Wow.
And it's crazy. I mean, it's just blossoming like, a new child just growing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, it's your baby. I mean, it's great to see, you're definitely you're getting it going. And it looks like, it sounds like, it's going to blow up for you over there.
Yeah,
and,
it's blowing up and... And my ultimate goal is to find somebody to buy me out, which I don't think I'm going to have any problem.
Yeah.
Because there's already been five knocking on my door right now.
That's great. I mean, that's a great position to be in,
Yeah, we have, the largest one is 3M Corporation and Boeing Aircraft.
No kidding, Boeing too?
Yeah. Boeing wants to buy me out. They've offered $350
million. $350 million, wow.
To walk away. But
you think you can make more than that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, see?
That's God, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I mean, the war-torn areas of the world is all over the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
And when they stop fighting and they have to start building again, our product fits right into it.
Yeah, there you go.
We're not accepting money from various places over there, for instance, we're not accepting any funds from Iran or any of those places, but...
Yeah.
But, they're going to have to rebuild all those countries.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And the primary building material is concrete, okay? Mm-hmm. But concrete is very hot, and the average temperature is 130 degrees over there.
Yeah.
So we put our product on, knocks the temperature in the house down to about 85.
There you go. That's
you understand
amazing.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
definitely.
Anyhow, why don't you email me over some information to my email? It's bloyd@heatbarriersystems.com.
Okay.
And tell me what your paybacks are on this stuff and all this, you know, what you got to have basically to get a credit line with y'all.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, it's a pretty simple process. It would be like it's a one page application, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be 6 months business bank statements because they, you know, evaluate the cash flow of the business to make sure they didn't, you know, give you anything, you know, it wouldn't be a burden, obviously.
Right.
And it'd be your most recent tax return.
Federal tax return for the business?
For the business, yes.
Yeah.
So like if you had an extension on your 2014 works. You'd be surprised how many people don't have the 2015 yet.
We don't file ours till October.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, we do have the extensions that carry us on. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's the way we are. I mean,
okay.
We don't do that kind of information would have to come from my accountant. I don't personally have it.
Okay.
You know?
All right. And that's fine. And like, yeah, so 2014, and then do your customers pay with credit cards? Is that majority
no.
of them?
No, they wire transfer in, or they send by check.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, we would just need, you know, those three documents to get you an answer, and you're the 100% owner?
Yes.
Correct? Okay. And, I mean, when do you need everything by, Bob?
Oh, I'm just looking, okay? I'm being honest with you. I'm just being, I'm kind of curious to see what the possibility would be to get a $500,000 credit line.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And you know, I mean, if this sale goes through overseas, I mean, we're talking $3.5 million, and my profit off of that's over $1.5 million. It's about $1,700,000 to be exact.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I'm only looking for a $500,000 credit line.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you know, it's only going to take me, you know, two sales overseas of $10,000 on 10,000 rolls at a time, and there's the credit line wiped out if I needed the $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
You understand where I'm at?
Yeah, no, I hear you exactly. And have you gone to, like, I know you do with Bank of America. Have you gone to them and try and get it?
No, I had with Bob's Roofing, I had a credit line a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
With them, and they couldn't meet my needs, so because I was growing so rapidly.
Okay.
So I went to Citibank, and Citibank gave me $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then Citibank got bought out by BB&T. And the first thing they did was stop my credit line and make me start paying it back.
Yeah.
And I was paying it back with Citibank, but they made it so active that as I'd pay back $25,000 or $60,000 or something like this, they would keep the credit line there in case I needed it again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But now BB&T, they cut it off, and they just want their money back.
Yeah.
And they won't give me a credit line. So
that's crazy.
Until it's paid off.
How much do you have left to pay off?
Oh, about $160,000, something like that. You know?
Okay.
But we're making payments every month, and it's no big deal. You know, we don't miss payments or anything like that. So it's due on the 15th each month, and we pay it. You know, it's automatic withdrawal. You know, out of the account, wire out. So
okay, and but, I mean, but how would? You, oh, sorry.
But you need to send me a little bit of information about your company.
Okay.
Okay, I like to research the companies that I deal with.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I'll send you over, you know, in that email, I'll send you over some links to our website, you know, our Business Bureau, you know.
Better Business Bureau is a bunch of bullshit anyhow. I'm an accredited member of the BBB, been so many years, but BBB has lost a lot of its credibility over the years.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they don't monitor the deal the way they're supposed to. You know, there's so many contractors, like, for instance, in the roofing industry, there's so many contractors that, you know, take people's money and run away with it. And
really?
And these BBB doesn't do anything about it. You know, it's just a way to get your money, and they say they do these things, but they don't do shit. Excuse me.
Really? I didn't know that. No, that's fine. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of crap out there.
Yeah, and that's what, like, how do they, the roofers, like, what do you mean they like, do a bad job and then just take off?
Yeah, they take off with the person's money and, you know, and then they're gone, and BBB doesn't even do anything about it, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Or they drag it out, you know, and drag it out, and the homeowner gets pissed off, and then that's the end of it, so.
Yeah.
You know, I always did my roofing industry. I've been in business for 48 years in the roofing industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had BB in the Better Business Bureau until about 15 years ago. But all those years before that, I did everything by word of mouth and never had a problem ever.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't had a problem now. I mean, since I joined the BBB, but you know, it's just it's a farce. That's all it is. I don't have to continue my business, you know. But
exactly. You do quality work, you know, right?
You know, 48 years of it.
Yeah. How'd you get involved in the industry?
What, roofing?
Yeah.
I got out of the service, and I wanted to make some money, and I went to work as a roofer, working for somebody else. And then I learned enough about I'm a quick learner, and I learned everything there was to learn. And I said, you know what? You pissed me off. I'm leaving. And the guy pissed me off, and I started my own business, and that was it.
That's cool.
48 years later.
I don't know. Look at you now with this. And how did you, like, kind of get the capital? Did you just take out a line of credit to start it, or did you, like,
what's
save your
that?
Own?
On the roofing?
Yeah.
No. Hell no. I did it job by job, and I own my own business now. I own my own building. I built a beautiful building with warehouses on it, the whole works. I have manpower that works for me every day.
That's great.
Everything's paid for. I don't owe a dime to nobody.
Well, good for you.
Including my home, which is about worth about $1.25 million.
Wow.
I built it myself. For it. We walked in the front door, and it was paid for.
That's great. I mean, that's got to be a good feeling, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, but I do have credit, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, there's some things that, you know, I was married before. My first wife destroyed my credit. I rebuilt it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but I feel like I have good credit. I mean, I can walk into any place and lay down my American Express Platinum card, and I can buy anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. In order to have a Platinum card for American Express, you gotta pay your bills.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And so. I mean, you rate your credit, you know, like good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, I don't know. I would say I don't know what my credit score is, and I really don't care.
Yeah.
You know, my credit score don't mean anything to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My buying power is what means to me.
Exactly.
I mean, American Express don't give you a platinum card. I qualify for a black card, okay? I could have that any time, but I'm not going to pay $5,000 for a black card.
Yeah.
Okay? I pay $500 as it is for a platinum.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is I don't have to pay my bill every month. I can pay it over time with American Express. And most people can't do that.
Yeah. No, that's good.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I have my credit cards, and I have never missed a payment to anybody. It's always on time, never been late, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for some reason, sometimes I get this Discover card is in my wife's name, and she's never missed a payment, yet those people don't give us a very good credit score, and I don't know why.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. You guys had any, like, delinquencies or anything like that in the past? Or?
Nothing, never.
Huh.
Never.
That's weird.
I know, so I don't worry about credit card. I don't worry about credit scores.
Yeah.
My scores are in my business. You know, and not every company can turn $800,000 in profit.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And, so, I mean,
hang with me a second. I got a call coming. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
Eric, call and get rid of them, would you? Okay. All right. Well, anyhow, send that stuff to me.
Okay. I will. Let me double check the email. It's blloyd@berrysystems.com.
Heat or? Barrier. Heat, H-E-A-T, barrier.
Okay.
Okay. Systems, INC.com.
Okay. INC.com.
Okay.
All righty. I will go ahead and, you know, shoot everything over, you know, some highlights of our programs, my contact info, and what we need to get you, you know, an answer.
Okay.
And, I mean, when do you think you can, you know, get everything back to me and get this going for you?
Hey, right now I'm super busy, okay? I mean, I'm burning a candle at five ends right now, so you just have to give me time to look it over. Okay? I'll get back to you.
All right. Sounds good. I'll send it out to you. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.